This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios on a bench. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4CBS. This game preview is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. If your weekends are reserved for football, then you should be watching games at B-Dubs, where all the fans are there for the same reason, to watch sports. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Let's take a look at some of the big games on Saturday. Virginia, Miami. Will the Canes have a letdown? It's that simple. That's the whole story there. Michigan and Wisconsin. Defense up in Madtown and bad weather. It could be snow, blowing winds. That game could be determined by that kind of forecast. TCU at Texas Tech. I think TCU's got too much for them. Mississippi State's always great in Starkville, but they're on the road in Fayetteville where the coach is about to get fired. Every one of the heavyweights has a cupcake game, basically. And then there's other ones like Navy, Notre Dame. I think that could be a good game, to be honest with you. And then I'm looking at all these other ones. UCLA, USC is probably the best offering, the big game. And then Cal, Stanford. Utah, Washington might be decent. This game preview of many games brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. You know what happens there. People watch sports. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. It's time for Jamie Eisenberg of CBSSports.com, the fantasy god that he is. You can listen to him on this very network on Saturday nights at 10 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. in the Mimosa Hour. Doing fantasy shows that are extremely popular on this network. Fans line up to talk to him every Friday night for decades now on the bench. Pick up the phone now because you're a loser and your fantasy team sucks. And Jamie's a winner and he always cashes. Call with your questions. Who to start, who to sit, who to deal, what the conditions are going to be like. He's got it all for you right now on the bench. A double shot, 855-212-4227. How you doing, Jamie?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I was down in Miami. How about those Canes? I know you like the Gators, right?
I'm an alum from Florida, yes. So I like
That's
the
too bad. You've had a great season. How did you like the Canes?
They're a very impressive team. The turnover chain's a lot of fun.
You're rooting against them in these next 2 weeks and against Clemson, aren't you?
Of course.
All right, so let me ask you a question. You wrote about Bortles could have trouble in the snow in Cleveland this weekend and that Fournette might not even go.
Well, that's the report. You know, I mean, hopefully he's going to be out there. That would be, you know, certainly the ideal situation of having him play. But from what it sounds like, he could be, you know, he could be out this week. So that's something you definitely got to keep an eye on is Fournette's ankle injury.
You said with Philip Rivers, he's had like 4 weeks in a row or something where he hasn't racked up any points. Do you think he's due for a big one? He's coming off of that. Protocol, you still expect him to have a big game?
I just can't imagine what state Buffalo's in right now, and their defense has played well, but some of it has been, I think, a little bit in their favor. Certainly some of the home games have been in their favor, but I think it's three of the last five they've given up 300 yards passing. So Rivers at home, I believe that he's due.
What's your opinion of what Buffalo did at quarterback?
I don't get it. I don't think Tyrod Taylor is the problem. He wasn't the one out there trying to, you know, stop Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara, or at least lack of trying to stop those guys. So making this decision when they're still in playoff contention, I don't really get it.
All right, you ready to take some calls? Here we go. Trey in New York, you're on CBS Sports Radio. You don't have to ask how we're doing because no one cares. Go ahead, Trey.
Full-point PPO, I need to start two RBs. Theo Riddick, Rod Smith, Austin Eckler, Chris Ivory, and Danny Woodhead. Thank you.
If Woodhead is back, I think he might be your best bet just because of what the role he'll play in a PPR league. And then the second one is probably Riddick. You know, I think that Bears defense is still good. It's not great. You know, they've struggled a little bit of late, but at home they're a good play. So I think, you know, Stafford will have some of those dump-off passes. So I think Riddick and Woodhead just give him the PPR scoring.
All right, Trey, have a good weekend. Antoine in San Francisco on The Sports Leader.
What's up, fellas? Love the show. I'm in a standard league, and I need two running backs. I got Coleman, I have Thompson, I have Darkwa, I have White, and I have Burkhead. I need two of those guys.
Yeah, I think, you know, Coleman, just given the Devontae Freeman injury, he's had a good track record going back to last year when he's had, you know, an increased workload, and clearly he's going to get a lot of touches in this game, even in a tough matchup against Seattle. And then Thompson, the two games that Rob Kelly missed earlier this season, his numbers were great. Kelly's now out for the season. Tough matchup against the Saints as well, but if they're chasing points, as I would expect, he's going to be, you know, catching the ball quite a bit out of the backfield.
All right, 855-212-4227. Grab the phone, call Jamie, and tell your wife to have a sandwich. Steve in Fairfax, Virginia, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going? I'm a Jordan Reed owner, and I had to scramble, pick up Mercedes Lewis off the wire. I'm wondering if I should roll with him, but the weather's kind of scaring me. Should I pick up CJ Fedorowicz instead, or what do you think, Jamie?
I'd probably stick with Lewis right now. You know, if the weather is bad, that means you're probably going to see Blake Bortles not throwing the ball down the field a lot. So middle of the field, short passes, you know, that's kind of where Mercedes Lewis is going to get a lot of his touches anyway. So I think just given the choices, if it's Fedorowicz or Lewis, I would stick with Lewis.
All right, Randy in Toronto, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to ask. My QB is Cam Newton. He's out on bye. I picked up Cutler to play this week. My only issue is Cam has been on and off. Week 14, he plays Minnesota. Should I be looking to stream Cutler week 14 because Cutler plays New England?
He sucks.
Cutler does suck in real life, but in fantasy, you know, he's got four straight games with multiple touchdowns. So those garbage time points still count. And, you know, if Cutler gives you a good performance this week and, you know, continues to do kind of what he's been doing, which is, you know, right around 18 to 20 points on a week-to-week basis, they will be chasing points against the Patriots. I can almost guarantee that. So we'll see how he goes.
I went to the games. I went to see him play the Raiders. Oh, my God. I was like, I've never seen anything like it. I was like, what is going on? They're paying this guy. And, look, I get it. Everybody gets $10, $12 million. It's a quarterback in the NFL. But what a disaster that team is. I was watching him. I've had more fun in a traffic jam. I mean, honestly, they're so terrible. It's not even funny. Steve in Miami, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you guys doing? Quick question. It's a PPR league. I have two running backs. I need two running backs. I got Janjai, Burkhead, and Doug Martin. What do you think? I need to start two.
Yeah, I think you're in good shape with Ajayi and Doug Martin. Now, Martin's obviously been, you know, struggling of late, but as Scott will tell you after watching the Dolphins for the last couple of weeks, they can't stop the run. And so Alex Collins, Marshawn Lynch, Jonathan Stewart the last 3 weeks, they've all put up very, you know, big, in some cases, great fantasy games. And so I think Martin will come through. And the same thing with Jay Ajayi. You know, the talk is they're going to give him more work in the, you know, first game coming off their bye week. You know, so he's had now 3 weeks with the team. And no Sean Lee for the Cowboys is huge for that defense. So I think Jay Ajayi has a big, big day.
So you know that, like, Miami's my second home, and I love – in Vegas, basically. And I love being in Miami. I go to Miami a lot, and I go to the games a lot. And I like the Dolphins. I'm a Steeler fan, but I like the Dolphins, and I like going to their games. And I have some nice, cool Dolphins gear and shirts and all that stuff and hoodies and all the rest. But you can't deny – and don't blame me – that they suck. You can't deny that watching them this year, there's something wrong with that team, that they're a disaster.
Yeah, they're terrible. I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, you can look at last year, there was a fluky playoff team. But, you know, with everything that they've gone through, you know, just to, I guess, defend them for a second, losing their quarterback, having the, you know, the hurricane set back in the beginning of the season, kind of put them in a tough spot. And Jay Cutler is what he is. So he's not a very good player after, you know, considering retirement. I think it's a surprise that they've won the games that they won, but I think their record is a mirage.
All right, let's go to 855-212-4CBS, 4227. Joe in Massachusetts, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, guys, I got a standard league. I need to start two, Julio Jones, A.J. Green, Doug Baldwin, and Devontae Adams.
Yeah, I would stick with Julio Jones. It's going to be interesting to see how this Seattle defense operates without Richard Sherman now, so. It's not like you're going to stay away from one side of the field. Not that quarterbacks are necessarily throwing away from Sherman. to begin with this year. But Julio Jones is due, and I think Matt Ryan showed last year that he can go into Seattle in a tougher situation and play well. I think he will play well this week, so Julio would be the first guy. And then Doug Baldwin, I think, in that same game. You know, just what Russell Wilson's doing with the lack of a running game. I just trust him more in terms of Baldwin than I do Devonta Adams.
All right, Jason in Massachusetts, you're on CBS Sports Radio with Jamie Eisenberg.
Hi, I just have a quick question about my flex. I have C.J. Anderson, Alfred Morris, Duke Johnson, or Deion Lewis. Who should I play?
I'd go with Deion Lewis. You know, I mean, you know, through the last 4 weeks, he's gotten you 11 fantasy points. He's leading their team in carries. They made Mike Ellisley inactive last week for a reason, because they're trusting Deion Lewis more and more. And so I think just given the guys that you have at your disposal, Deion Lewis has the most upside.
All right, Parker in the Steel City on the Fan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, fellas? I'm in a standard league. I have to pick between Tom Brady or Derek Carr. Who do I go with here?
Oh, I'd stick with Brady. You know, Carr has an opportunity to play well, and the Patriots' defense at times has certainly been suspect. But the Raiders' defense is definitely the worst option here in terms of quarterback versus matchup, and Brady's just playing so well. So stick with Brady, and you should be very happy about that.
All right, we got second half. All your calls coming up with Jamie Eisenberg. Don't forget to check him out Saturday night at 10 p.m. right here on CBS Sports Radio. And then again on Sunday morning live at 11 a.m. It's Pharrell on the Bench.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4227 to get on with Jamie Eisenberg of CBSSports.com. Second half kickoff here with your calls concerning your fantasy dilemmas. Matt in Cleveland, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
It's going great, man. Thanks.
Great. I just want to say I hope you have a good holiday. I know you're going on vacation next week, so I hope you have a good time.
Thanks, dude.
And I hope you guys have a good Thanksgiving.
You too.
Thanks. Here's my predicament. I got 5 wide receivers and only 3 spots to fill. I have Landry, Sanders, Cooper, Sanu, and Aguilar.
I think the first 3 are your best bets. You know, Landry should benefit potentially with Kenny Stills being out, but, you know, he's going to see a lot of targets. The one guy that, you know, is interesting is Aguilar, just because slot receivers have done so well against the Cowboys, but I just think with the other, you know, with the 3 guys you have, they're just in better shape in terms of their target.
All right, let's go to Jay in Jersey. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's good, guys? Hey, Jamie. So out of these quarterbacks, who should I start this week and go with all season long? Out of Phillip Rivers, Eli Manning, Jay Cutler, and Blake Bortles. Thanks for taking my call.
I think Rivers will probably be your guy this week, and he's probably your guy rest of the season. The schedule starts to get a little bit better for the Chargers, and, you know, hopefully Rivers coming off the concussion protocol, getting, you know, his top guy in Keenan Allen going, I think would be big. But, you know, just looking at the guys that you have, Rivers just seems to have the highest upside.
All right, let's try Dom in Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio with Jamie Eisenberg.
Hey, what's up, guys? You know what? You just almost answered my question. I have Bortles and Rivers, and I have some troubles at quarterback. Those guys have been getting my least amount of points. It's between the quarterbacks, those 2 quarterbacks. And another thing, I have Julius Thomas and, Julius Thomas because the other guy's on a bye, but I was looking. I have an empty spot for tight end. Should I pick one up on waiver wire?
Yeah, I think, you know, one guy, for example, that might be, you know, useful and should be available is Jermaine Gresham. He scored in 2 straight games. So has Thomas, you know, so they're kind of in a similar situation. But, you know, if Thomas has been a little bit frustrating for you, and certainly he's proven to be that more times than not, Gresham has almost become the de facto number 2 receiver for Arizona with Carson Palmer out.
All right, 855-212-4CBS to get on with Jamie. Kevin in Boston on the Hub. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell. Thanks for taking my call. Long time listener, first time call. Love your show. Love listening to you every night.
Thanks, dude.
And also, happy Thanksgiving to you and Jamie. Jamie, how you doing tonight?
I'm good, thank you. Appreciate it.
Good. Quick question. I need 2 wide receivers and a flex in a PPR league. I got Julio Jones, Doug Baldwin, Jimmy Graham for the flex, Amari Cooper and Stephon Diggs.
Five very good options. I'm sure that's why you're, you know, struggling with it. But I think Julio Jones, Doug Baldwin, and Jimmy Graham would be your best bets. You know, again, Russell Wilson's just playing great right now, and I know the Falcons' defense has been good, especially last week. But I think that had a lot to do with the lack of an offensive line there for the Cowboys. So Graham and Baldwin at home are very good, and you know, you'll have a lot of investment in that Seahawks Falcons game. But I think you'll enjoy the benefits of it.
All right, Dave in Wisconsin, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Pharrell, what's it take to get a freshie for a Lions fan in Wisconsin?
I got you.
Man, happy Thanksgiving, fellas. Jamie, two real quick questions. I got Nelson Aguilar and Jameson Crowder at wide receiver. I need one. And I have Kenyon Drake and Jerick McKinnon. I need one.
Yeah, I would stick with McKinnon. I know last week Drake was better, but it was really one big run, as I'm sure you saw. McKinnon will be involved in the passing game a little bit more, and I think this week, you know, just based on the matchup, he should have the chance to play more than Latavius Murray, which is clearly the key there. The receivers are very close. Crowder's playing great the last two games. He's really taken over as number one receiver for the Redskins, but I'll just go back to the matchup here with the slot receivers against the Cowboys, and it's almost like a weekly basis. We see somebody do well in that regard, and Nelson Aguilar has a chance for, I think, just a higher ceiling. So both guys are kind of similar, but the upside play is Aguilar.
855-212-4CBS to get on with Jamie. Mike in San Francisco on the Sports Leader.
Hey, guys. So I'm in a PPR league. Quick question. If Danny Woodhead plays this weekend, should I go with Woodhead or should I go with Kenyon Drake?
I think just given the upside, you know, Woodhead could be very good in that regard. You know, there's always the concern of the, you know, first game back from injury. So, you know, Drake may be safer. But, you know, we saw in week one when Woodhead played, he, I think it was like six snaps and he had, you know, three catches on three targets. So they're going to use him in that regard and probably use him a lot. So the safe play, again, the floor play is probably Drake, but the ceiling play is Woodhead.
John in Fairfax, Virginia, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How's it going? I have a half-point PPR, start two, Cobb, Aguilar, and Tyler Croft. And then I have a question for defense. Do I start the Eagles defense or the Texans defense?
I'd go with the Eagles defense. Again, you know, no Tyron Smith for the Cowboys, at least that's the way it looks. I know he's listed as questionable, but there's a report he's not expected to play. And so they couldn't, you know, block anybody last week, especially Claiborne for the Falcons. So with the Eagles coming off their bye week, you know, it should be a lot of pass rush on Prescott, and just a good situation for that defense under Jim Schwartz. I think just given the nature of your receiving core, probably Aguilar is the best bet there, and then I would go Cobb over Croft just because I could see Cobb lining up in the backfield with the running back situation being what it is for Green Bay.
Let's go to Brad in Myrtle Beach. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scott, big fan of the show, Jamie. Love the CBS podcast. Would you go flex Sammy Watkins, Kenyon Drake, or would you take a flyer on D.D. Westbrook?
First off, thank you for the comment. I think Drake is your best bet. I hope the Dolphins, you know, I mean, going back to, you know, your thoughts on them, Scott, they haven't done a lot of things right, but if they can give Drake some more work, he's just looked better, more explosive than Damien Williams. I would take my chances on that against that Tampa Bay defense. They haven't looked good for the most part this season, and hopefully this is one of Drake's better games.
Let's go to Matt in Boston. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you guys doing tonight, Jamie? I got four. I got to play two. Rex Burkhead, Kareem Hunt, Adrian Peterson, Doug Martin. Half-point PPR.
Yeah, I mean, Hunt is the easy one there. The Giants' defense is giving up, as I'm sure you've seen. And then I'll go back to Doug Martin again. I just think the running back situation against Miami has been very good over the last, you know, three plus games, and Martin is due. Plus, we'll get a lot of work.
All right, let's try Scott in Massachusetts. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Looking who to flex. I have Isaiah Crowell and Adrian Peterson. It's not a PPR league. I haven't had great luck with Adrian Peterson this year, but he keeps having these breakout games. I don't know what to do with them.
The thing that we've seen about with Peterson, and this is the toughest matchup that he's faced so far against the Texans, but the thing that we've seen is when he's had rest, he's been good. And so first game with the Cardinals, he didn't play very much. New Orleans, great. Then he went to London, you know, on a normal week, but the travel, he was terrible. Had their bye week, came back against the 49ers, was amazing. Short week against the Seahawks was terrible. So he's had 10 days to get ready for this game. Legs should be fresh for a 32-year-old guy. So I think Peterson's in a better spot than Crowell.
Let's try Steve in Canada. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Standard League. I need two receivers, Julio Jones, Dez Bryant, Larry Fitzgerald, and Michael Crabtree.
Yeah, Julio for me, and then the second one's a toss-up between Crabtree and Fitzgerald. I just think there's going to be a lot of points in Mexico City between the Raiders and the Patriots, so I would try and get as much of that as I can. Fitzgerald's got a great matchup, but, you know, still quarterback issues with Blaine Gabbert now starting. So even though Crabtree has been sort of up and down, I think he's just in a better spot.
All right, and finally, Alex in Pittsburgh on the Fan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I have a question. I have two tight ends. I have Tyler Croft and Hunter Henry. Who do I play?
It's just so hard to trust Hunter Henry right now. You know, the targets have been very hit or miss. And, you know, I think kind of since we've seen Mike Williams emerge a little bit, not in terms of production, but just playing time, Hunter Henry's snaps have gone down and certainly his targets have gone down. So Croft's in a good matchup against the Broncos. That's one spot where they've struggled as defending tight ends. So hopefully Croft can step up and play big here for Andy Dalton.
There you go. How impressive was that? What a run tonight for Jamie Eisenberg, just blasting through tons of calls and getting people ready for another huge pain day. Jamie's on Saturday night at 10 p.m. and Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern right here on CBS Sports Radio. Jamie, enjoy the games this weekend. Have a great weekend and a happy Thanksgiving. I won't be here next week, but I'll be thinking of you.
You too, sir. Same to you and your family, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
All right, my man. Jamie Eisenberg, check him out on CBSSports.com and on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
So don't forget Saturday, tomorrow, tons of games. Navy, Notre Dame, Michigan, Wisconsin, Virginia against Miami. That should be interesting. UCLA, USC, Kentucky, Georgia, Utah, Washington, Cal, Stanford. So there are games. So you're going to want to get on PharrellOnTheBench.com because nobody hits more college games than me anywhere in the world. All I do is cash for people, and that's all there is to it. PharrellOnTheBench.com is the greatest thing ever invented. For fans that love action, everybody knows it. They just won't admit it because you don't want your wife to know. Sunday, New England, Oakland, and Mexico City, Detroit, Chicago, Washington at New Orleans. Sunday night, Philly, Dallas. Monday night, Atlanta, Seattle. You jump on my pro locks, too, because I've been hitting like crazy lately. Get every pick, every sport, every day, every game. Everything that matters, I got it for you. Up on the board. Everybody's happy with it because all I do is dole out everything that they want and hit them. College basketball, out the wazoo, NBA, NHL, every game, all the fights, boxing and MMA, daily fantasy rosters. It's literally awesome. I think you'll love it. Check it out, PharrellOnTheBench.com. It's F as in football, E-R-R-A-L-L. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. All right, so the game that I've been watching has been crazy. Western Kentucky just tied up Middle Tennessee in overtime. Now they're in the second overtime. Western Kentucky, the Hilltoppers have the ball. Both teams stink. They're 5-5. What do I always say? If both teams are terrible, it's always a good game, right? So this has been a crazy game. They're in double overtime. And I have to tell you, Carver, I still don't think you've seen the highlight of the coach from Western Kentucky absolutely going Calypso Bay. He went nuts on the sideline. He went so crazy that he had snobberknuckle coming out of his nose and mouth all over the place, and he was losing his mind, and he threw his hat, his headset, he was stomping. His assistants literally had to tackle him to bring him back to the sideline. The guy freaked out about an hour ago in the middle of this game, and it's had everything. Coaches losing it, double overtime, it's crazy.
Yeah, it looks like it's been a wild one. You've been really locked into it in there. I'm going to have to go back and find the coach going crazy. The one thing about this being, you know, two teams that are 5-5 is this actually does have a little juice on the line, because what does 6 wins get you in college football?
Bowl invite.
Gets you a bowl invite. I don't know who these teams are playing next
week. And then
they
only have one game left.
Right. So, you know, this could be the last spot for these two teams
to
maybe get their
6th
win. And you want to get to that, you know. Who really cares.com bowl in mid-December?
Because
you
get
know?
Road trip.
That's it. You get a couple extra, you
Peterman.
Know.
Yeah. So here they are, second and 10. Did they score right here? Do we got a TD?
Oh, no, we're ahead of you.
Thanks a lot for ruining that.
You told us to put the game on.
I don't know what Mafia is seeing. Like you said, it looks normal to me.
We figured it out.
It does not. It was our cable. For some reason, the way they had it on the one channel, it looked completely off. Because then when I saw it on your TV, it was normal. And then I found it regular on a different channel here for us. But it looked like the field was black and white, and then the players were like highlighted.
I don't understand. Did you see they just scored a touchdown, but their student section, they all just sit down and clap? What's that about? Is it that cold there?
Maybe they don't want to go to a bowl game.
But they don't want to get up and jump up and down with their little flasks of whiskey that they got? I mean, what's going on?
I mean, you spent a Friday night to go to this game. You might as well get excited that it's in double.
Look at the crowd there. There's no one there. There's literally people standing in their own sections.
And Middle Tennessee has Old Dominion at home next week, while Western Kentucky is on the road at FIU.
Yeah, that's a loss.
They'll lose that game.
So they need this one.
I just want to look at this game tonight, see the action I got. I got Western Kentucky plus 3. And I got UNLV plus, I think, a 1.5. UNLV's hanging by a thread right now. They're going to blow that game. You can smell it. I can smell it from here all the way to Albuquerque. Good evening, Albuquerque.
So you want this to go into triple overtime. Because then you get that whole thing where you have to go for two. And then if for some reason, you know, the one team gets a two-pointer and the other team doesn't, you got your cover.
Maybe he heard me. Did you hear me? 38-31 Western Kentucky. I just want to let you know how little I give a rat's ass actually about any of this. And I've been able to drag this out. But I am watching, and I have been watching, and I am interested. I'm having fun watching it, but I still don't give a rat's ass about it. It's not like I'm going to go home and go, wow, Mafia, I just can't believe that Western Kentucky game. Remember that one night, Mafia, we drove home on a Friday night and Oregon was playing in like quadruple overtime and the game was like 79-78 or something, and it was the craziest game ever, and we got to my driveway and they still hadn't finished the game and it was like 4 a.m. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. I was in the old house.
Yeah.
And I think just as we pulled into the driveway, they finished it off, actually.
So tonight I was at the gym talking about all the whiners and crybabies we play with and the people that, cry about the league and cry about the refs. And meanwhile, I was the dude I was talking to, he's one of them. I like the guy. He's a great kid, but he was one of the ones that cried about the teams not being fair.
Everybody's crying about something.
So I put him on the best team, and now he doesn't cry anymore.
Of course not. Everyone's happy when they win.
I'm still happy when we lose. I actually, but the funniest thing I've ever seen was the guy the other night that I can't stand screaming about the Ballers as he was playing the idiot loser team, us. We're not even on the team anymore, and he was screaming about them.
Complaining about our old team as we're playing the new team.
He was complaining about our old team, arguing about using our old team as his argument, as his example of how it's okay if the Ballers complain to the refs, but not him. Screaming and yelling at the ref, up 20 with a minute left, this idiot. Honestly, have you ever seen anyone so stupid in your life?
Never.
Up 20. Screaming at the ref after he hammers you. Hammers you. It was an automatic foul.
And hammers me trying to steal the ball in the back court when they're up 20 with a minute
left. Up 20, full court pressing, up 20 with a minute left. How much of a female pad is this guy?
Extremely.
Did everyone catch that joke I just gave?
Probably most.
Feminine pad. This fat ass. I can't stand his ass.
And he's very disliked amongst many people. Even people that are quote-unquote his friends hate playing
with
him.
His teammates hate him.
Yeah, they hate playing with him.
I bet his brother hates him. Anyway. One of the good things that I have going for me, though, when I play and see him up there playing is when I see how much of a fat ass he is. And his future's so bleak. Do you know, like, I'm twice his age, and I look like a rock star. And he's like, what, 28 years old, and he's already 275 pounds? He's finished. In 20 years, he's going to be 400 pounds. They'll have to wheel him into work.
I don't even think he's that old. I think he's even younger than that. I think he might be low 20s.
20, low t- trust me. Do you think you get any thinner as you get older?
Not unless you put in serious work.
Please. If you're already 300 pounds, you're screwed. No offense to anyone that's 300 pounds. We love all people and wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and a blessed New Year, along with a great Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and Christmas. How funny is it when I talk to people every Friday night with Jamie and I tell them I don't care about asking how we're doing and then like 25 people ask how we're doing? How funny is that? Is that not the funniest thing? No?
It's funny. Here's where I think the people in the second half...
They don't hear it at the beginning?
Yeah, they might not be around at the beginning.
So should I re-up that?
When you make that announcement at 11:04...
Don't ask how
we
are.
When they parachute in at 11:21, they might not have heard.
So re-up it.
That. You might have to at the start.
But what about when I say it and they still ask it at the beginning?
I mean, what are you going to do? It's just people... Some people
kill myself?
Want to be nice. People want to be nice.
So today, my wife said to me, she's 34C, she said, Barry sent you an email about Gunner, and you didn't respond to it. I mean, could you at least be nice? And then Chop was sitting there, and she goes, yeah, I mean, can't you at least be nice? And I went, I'm not nice. And then Chop goes, that's right. I'm only nice for like 10 seconds. Who, like, am I really? Mafia, remember the lady at HR? All you need to do, Scott, is go in your company email. And I went, company email? I go, I've been working here 20 years on and off, and I have never once opened up a company email ever, ma'am. She goes, what? I said, what is there, an echo? I don't do email. What do you mean you don't do email? I'm not interested in anything you people have to send me. There's very important literature, Scott, that is sent to you in your email, corporate email. And I went, yeah, I have a cell phone if you want to call me. I go, you could call me and tell me what the problem. We don't do that. It's all via email, and you cannot get into your corporate pay stubs without an email. I was like, I've never done that either, ma'am. Your benefits aren't going to be transferred. Benefits? I get benefits? Anyway, Mafia, you set me up with a new corporate email tonight for the first time in 20 years.
Yeah, now that we're part of a new group, you actually have an email again, so we'll see how long it lasts.
Yeah. Do you think I'll be checking my email often?
No, I think I'm going to be checking your email as usual.
I don't look at email. What is email?
You only use your personal one, that's it. And even that takes you a while to see things and find them and use them.
You text me, I answer you, right?
Yes.
That's it. Carver, hi, you text me, I answer you?
Yes.
There you go. Do you think it's that backward-ass to me not to check emails all the time?
Not to check it all the time, but it goes right to your phone. It's pretty easy to do these days. It's not like you have to
shut up.
Anything.
Show up for basketball on time.
I always do.
I don't care about your stupid email lessons. Are you excited about being a part of the new company?
Thrilled.
I got like 40 text messages today from people. Even Big White Country Club said, new company, huh? I was like, what? What are you involved in this for? Like, why are you asking me that?
Hey, they're already approving things in New York, so I love it.
So they started a alternative rock station on 92.3, the old K-Rock with Howard Stern.
The old K-Rock is back to rock music again, yeah. Not the same. It's not as hard as it was.
Do you think they'll bring Howard Stern back?
I doubt it. I don't think anyone could pay that bill.
Alt 92.3.
Carver, hi, will you listen to Alt 92.3?
It took me 2 hours to get here today, so I did spend...
And they already were playing it?
Yeah, it was started this morning.
So they flipped it that quick?
I did.
Once they took power.
I tuned in for maybe 30 to 45 minutes on my...
Was my boy Kane on there rocking?
No, but they should bring him back.
I didn't hear anybody on there yet. I think that they're just playing music right now.
Who was the guy that I met? Alter Boy or something? I think I knew he was one of the DJs on K-Rock.
I know what you're thinking of. It wasn't Alter Boy, but
that was way back. Yeah, back in the day he was.
You know who I'm thinking of, right?
Yeah, I do. I can't think of the DJ name at the time, though.
That's my guy Praxis's son. He's a DJ. He lives out in Portland, Oregon now. He's a TV anchor now. But back in the day he was on K-Rock.
I think I'm going to go see if they need some weekend help. Let's see if they need a little Carver High on the weekends over at Alt 92.3.
Carver High spinning tunes.
At the Alt station, yeah. That would be exciting.
Carver High shredding out.
Get me out of the house on the weekend.
Little sound garden for you as we cover a little bit closer to midnight. On
Let's go.
Get your Bill season tickets. Here's some fresh Uriah Heep. They're not alternative. I just thought it sounded funny.
Play right Uriah Faber on there? What?
Triple overtime now in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
And now you have to go for two.
Oh, so they're going to...
When you score.
Oh, wait.
Oh, well, they're just kicking a field goal.
They're going to kick a field goal and win by three?
Well, no, the other team gets the ball then.
Oh, well, then Western Kentucky will win.
Right.
You think this guy's going to miss this field goal? Catted Rooker.
Oh, he missed it. He missed it.
Missed it big time.
He shanked it, Shankopotamus. Your boy, Cannon, shooting it out of a cannon, yanking it left. Now Western Kentucky can win the game in triple overtime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.